One of the interesting things is that through the gas plan, the New South Wales government is actually acknowledging that there could be effects with neighbours, but they're actually only acknowledging what we see as issues that are not dealing with the complex problems that coal seam gas exploration throws up at the farming community. And one of those is cross-contamination, where contamination through volatile organic compounds with flaring of the gas wells or any leachate or contamination of water tables, etc., even river systems, there's no compensation for that. And one of the key problems that we're seeing is the National Vendor Declaration issue, NVDs, where you actually have to certify that your cattle are not contaminated or have not been in contact with any contaminants. That's a clear problem that is not being dealt with by IPART or the New South Wales government or indeed the resource companies themselves. And also for farmers themselves, if they are unable to sell their cattle or their produce due to not being able to have an NVD, National Vendor Declaration Certificate, then there's a huge problem there.
Suggesting then that these recommendations really haven't gone far enough?
No, not at all. I think it's lip service. At the end of the day, when you look at the map of New South Wales, over 75% of the local government councils have said no to coal seam gas now because the dangers of contamination are too great. The risk is too great. Even the chief scientist talks about many, many risks in her report. So I would say this gas plan really should be dead and buried, that the government should be really putting its resources into renewables and how we transition from a fossil fuel industry to a renewables industry.
Although, if we are going to have gas in the future, isn't it of some benefit to those neighbours and the farmers that have coal seam gas to see where there will be compensation and that the IPART has also recommended the gas companies meet the reasonable cost to landholders? They also have an access to a spreadsheet. They can calculate appropriate compensation levels and also that includes broadening the provisions to cover all relevant impacts to landholders. Would be some support there for farmers?
The support that's there is that the government is actually, for once, making the resource extraction companies pay. So the taxpayer is not paying, which is what is happening currently with a lot of the investigation and surveys that are being done in the areas where they want to explore. But how do you compensate a farmer? How do you compensate a water catchment? How do you compensate an ecosystem once you've damaged it, once you've contaminated it? The compensation issue is like, you know, shutting the door after the horse has bolted. It's here's some money because we've actually stuffed up. Here's some money because we've actually created a problem we cannot undo. That's the critical issue here. You cannot undo the damage that's happened in Queensland. We've only got to look at what's happening with some of the farming lands up there, the water systems, the leakage into the bores, people unable to drink their water anymore in certain areas, and that's happening in America as well. You cannot compensate when you've destroyed something. No compensation is worth anything when you've lost what's most valuable, and that's food-producing lands, clean water, and clean air. And the fallout that comes from those wells that are venting. So congratulations to the government on one hand for actually addressing some of these issues, but really what they're trying to do is mop up after the damage is done, and that is totally unacceptable.
What would you have preferred here?
I think what I would have preferred was for the government to actually have a moratorium on coal seam gas, like Victoria, like Tasmania, and actually say, let's clearly look at what some of the clear issues are coming from the United States, from Queensland, and let's position New South Wales as a clean, green, food-producing state. Let's put that as our badge of honour and let's move forward with renewables. I think to continue with their foolhardy gas plan is a big mistake, and the New South Wales people will not wear it.